Let us start the second line from when the lines start getting wide. Omar Rabchi Barashi Omar Shmuel Eishes Cheresh in Chayoven Oleho Oshem Toli. That if a person is mezana with an Eishes Cheresh, an Eishes Cheresh is not a Sofik Eishes Ish, is therefore there's no Chiyav Oshem Toli. Leime Misayei Olei. So the Gemara says, I have a raya to Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah, Chamisha lo yitroimu, v'im tomu ein trumosam truma ve'elo hein chere shoyte ve'kotten, v'toyre me'she'eno yishaloi, because you have to be a bailim in order to be mafush tuma v'oi, v'tchom she'torum shal Yisrael, afilo b'shus Yisrael, ein trumosay truma, because ein shlichus lak. Al kolponim, so we see klar that a cheresh is not a sofik ben das, because if a cheresh would be a sofik ben das, we would say it's truma v'yachzav v'yitrum. You can't say that ain't truma say truma, and it's nothing, because maybe it was a ben das b'shas afroshe. So we see from the Mishnah that there's no sofik whatsoever, he's not a ben das. So memela, that the Gemara understood, that's what Shmuel is saying. Eishes cheresh ein chayoven oleo oshem toli, because I don't have to be afraid that b'shas the kedushin he was a ben das. So it's a mishneh. So the Gemara says, no, it's no mishneh. Hu da omar ki Rabbi Lozo. Shmuel personally holds like Rabbi Lozo. The sanye Rabbi Yitzrok oimer mishum Rabbi Lozo, trumas cheresh. If a cheresh is teirem trume, it's loiseitze lechum in neishu hu sofik. So he holds taka like Rabbi Lezer, that a cheresh is a sofik pikeach, sofik shayte. And therefore, sofakert, so by trume it's sofik trume. Afal pikein is saying that if a person is mizane with an eishes cheresh, doesn't have to bring an oshem toli. So the Gemara says, isvire lei ki Rabbi Lozo. If he holds like Rabbi Lozo, oshem toli nami lechak, so then it's take shver to understand, so she take be mechuyiv an oshem toli. So the Gemara answers, boinon chaticho mishtei chatiches. And the chiyuv oshem toli is only if it's ikva yisure, if there are two chatiches, so then there's the chiyuv oshem toli. But if there's one chatiche, which is a sofik, then there's no chiyuv oshem toli. So be'etzem could be an eishes cheresh is a sofik eishes ish, but since it's not ikva yisurim, so therefore there's no chiyuv oshem toli. So the Gemara asks, "Umi boi Rabbi Lozo chatiche mishtei chatiches?" Does Rabbi Lozo hold for the chiyuv oshem toli? You need a chatiche mishtei chatiches. V'osanya Rabbi Lozo roimer koi chayovim al chel boi oshem toli. A koi is a sofik chay, a sofik behemim. And your chayiv and oshem tell the person eats chelboy. Now, if it's a chayiv, chelboy muta, if it's a behemi, there's a chayiv koras on the chaylev. But it's, so it's sofik chaylev, also sofik chaylev muta, v'av al pikeim, your chayiv and oshem toli. So we see Rabbi Lozno does not hold you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. You don't hold a tzir of ikva yisurim. So the Gemara says that is true. Shmuel sovek Rabbi Lozo bechode or poligalei bechode. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lozo that cheresh is a sofik pikeach sofik shayte. But in the din oshem toli, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lozo. He holds that there's no chiyuv oshem toli if it's not chaticha achas. Mi beis chatichas. That's what we were up to last week. Ve'ike da amri omar abchiyah bar ashi omar shmuel eishes cheresh chayovim oleh oshem toli. There's a second lotion that Shmuel Taka said. He holds like Rabbi Loza all the way. That a cheresh is a sofik pikeach sofik shaitim. And therefore, chayov naleo oshem toli. That's where you chayev an oshem toli. Because it's a suffix chiyev kodes. Meisve. So the Gemara asks on the second loshen chamisha lo yitroimu. Vim toram eintrumosam trumas. So you see that a cheresh is a badai shoite. So the Gemara answers, sover lo kirab oloso. He holds like Abba Lozo that a cheresh is a sofik pikeach sofik cheresh. Boy Rav Ashi. Now Rav Ashi cleared a shayle my time de Abba Lozo. What is the time of Abba Lozo? That he holds that a cheresh is a sofik shayte, sofik pikeach. Now we can learn two ways. Mivshat pshitalei de cheresh daite klishtahu. He knows that a cheresh has a weak das. That means he doesn't comprehend too much. Umiyu. Misafkalei, he's misupik, I daito tzeluso. I lav daito tzeluso. But this weak das that he has is there. Whatever das he has, is it siluso? Does he have a klokite in this das? Or no, or he's mishubish. The das that he has, it's also a mishubish tike das. Ula oilom choda daito. But all the time he's consistent. That means that what Rabbi Lozor said, that he's a sofik pikeach, sofik cheresh, that means Rabbi Lozor understood the amount of das the cheresh has, but he was mesupik if it's daite tzluso or lav daite tzluso. That was a suffix in Rabbi Lozor. But a cheresh doesn't change. He has one matzev, and he was mesupik. Is this das that he has, is it a das shoite or a das kikaya? Let us see Rashi. My time the Rabbi Lozo be'eshes cheresh. I don't know where, the next to the last line, I don't know where Rabbi Lozo spoke about an eshes cheresh. Rabbi Lozo only spoke about Trume. That Rabbi Lozo, we only have a member of Rabbi Lozo by Trume. Shmuel spoke about an eshes cheresh. Okay. Kalishte dako. Kloima datoi mu'etes. He has a small amount of das. She'ein mechudod lohovin kishar b'nei yodim. He doesn't comprehend as much as other people comprehend. Umiyu misafkelei. Idaito tzilusoi. Oisok tzas hadas sheyeshloi. The small amount of das that he has, im tzlulehi, but that a small amount is tzlula, he's clear in what he knows. Ubameshu noisen daitoi va'oise dova vadai kava nosei kava. That means he has intentions to do what he does. He knows what he's doing. Ilam daita tzlulehu. Ula oilam kol yomov shel cheresh pshitale l'Rabbi Lozo d'chode daite islay l'cheresh. He has a consistent amount of das. The einoy itim cholim itim shoite. It is not, there are times that he's a pikeach and times he's a shoite. That's one way we could learn pshat in Rabbi Lozo. Oy dilme. Pshitalei de daite klishte. That's poshet to him that he has adas klishte v'lav daite tzlisu. Tzilusu. If I count, he knows klo, it's a small das. And the das of a cheresh is not adas tzilusu. V'hocho hainu taime, given the itim cholim v'itim shoite. But there are, this cheresh gufe has itim ve'itim. There are times that when the chaushes is shaylet over him, so he's a shaytin. And there are times when this passes away and the clouds pass away and we find a ray of light. And then he's a cholim, then he's a pikeach. L'mayinav kemino. So what's the difference if he's a Sofik Pekeach, Sofik Shaita, if his das is consistent, or if his das fluctuates? So the nafkamin will be lahoitzi ishtoi beget, if he can give his wife a get. He amrit chodo daitehu, if he has a consistent das, it's something to clear about. Maybe this das is, he's a shaita, maybe he's a pekeach. Is kikidushin kach geirishin, but whatever das he had by kedushin, he has by geirishin. So if that das has a haloche of a das pekeach, so he could be megarish. If it has a haloche of a das shait, he could also be megarish. But the amrit, but if you'll say the second time, itim cholim ve'itim shaita, that it fluctuates, is kedushi, motzi mekadish, he can make kedushim, mimonevshech, kedushi loy motzi megarish, but he can't give a get, because maybe bishas the gerishin, he's a shoite, and bishas the kedushin, he was a pikeach. So, that means that what we had in the Mishnah, that a cherish could be megarish, that's not according to Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah holds, like the Chachomim in the Mishnah of Trumis, Chamisha lo yitroimu, ein trumos on trumis, they zicha not a pikeach, he zicha a shoite. So, memele, in the get of a cherish works, kshem shekonas beremize, kach yoitzi beremize. But Rabbi Lozor is choylik on the Chochomim. In Rabbi Lozor, we can clear if he can give a get or if he can't give a get. That's totally in this chakira. Rabbi Keveger, I saw in Chiddush, Rabbi Keveger asks a shayla, why, I feel according to the second tzad in Rabbi Lozor, that it's itim cholim v'itim shoyte, so why can he give a get al tzvek sveke? That means, afilu he was a pikeach b'shas kedushin, so it could be he's a pikeach b'shas, geirishin. And afilu he's not a pikeach b'shas geirishin, so it could be he wasn't a pikeach b'shas kedushin. So we have a svek sveike, that, that it should help. I mean, it's misafa. Could be bechlad, he wasn't a pekech b'shas kedushin. I feel he was a pekech, so it could be a pekech b'shas kedushin. So, Rabbi Keveger says that since the second suffix was not noilad together with the first suffix, you don't say svek svek. I think the lomdus of Rabbi Keveger is, I think it's the suffix echad beguf ve'echad betaruvis does not have a din of a svek svek. That means if you have a suffix isa that became this arev. So now, I'll be mater al svek svek. Maybe the isa b'chlal was nasa. And then afilu the isa was also, who says this is the isa, became the sarif. So dachsich me, there the svori don't say svek sveke, because since both svekes don't come by basachas, so the first sofik was oiske paskos lechumre. That means the isa, is it also is it not so with a sofik isa, so sofik yitraisui paskos nois lechumre. Now when there's a new suffix, so we can't be mitzaref the old suffix was eiske paskent already. That we have to assume lachuma that it is also. Now you only have one suffix. Is this the issa or isn't this the issa? So I think that's the same thing over here also. When the kedushin was made, we had a suffix. Is this a suffocatious issa? Is it not a suffocatious issa? So we paskent eis. So big the raisa lechumre. Now we have to be chayish. It was an aishas ish. I think that's pshat Rabbi Keveger. Let us see Rashi further. Eidilme pshita lei the lav daite tzilusehu. El haine time at the misafkelei the itim shu cholim legabri. There are certain times when he's a bardas vidate tzilule. B'chayshin Hashem b'shas kedushin cholim oy. Gemeinah between these two tzadim will be lohitzi es ishtay beget cheresh mi ikorim. לרב לוזם יוכל לגרי שלוי, דבישלוים לרבונון פשיטלון דמויצי. רבונון זיכי כבי מויצי בגט, כדמרינם במס ניסן, כשם שקיינס ברמיזה, כך מויצי ברמיזה. Hello, Rabbi Lozo, the Mashvelei Sofik, mine. So that is the Shaila of the Gemara. We had in the Mishnah as follows. Let us see again the Loshon of the Mishnah. Pikeach shenosa pikachas, we have here Kedushin the Araisa, v'nis charsha, and then she became a Chareshes. So if he wants, he can give her a get. There's no problem, even though she's a lav bas das. Nishtatis, what if she became a shoite, lo yaitzi? Then the Mishnah says further, that if she became a shoite, nischarish hu, oi nishtate, what if he became a cheresh or a shoite, einoi boitzio oilomt. Now let us see the Gemara. Nishtatis, so it says, lo yoitzi. Omar Rab Yitzchok, devar teure, shoite miskareshes. Mina teure, you could give a get to a shoite. Midi dahave apikachas, just like you can give a get to apikachas. You give midi dahave apikachas balkocho, just like you can give a get to a pikachas bal kocho, that you don't need her rotzen, so you don't need the das and the rotzen of the shaita. Umatam omru eino migoreshe, so why does it say in our Mishnah she's not geget, shlo yinagu bo minik efkel? That they did not want that he should get her, because they might be, they'll be mizanda with her, simameila, so therefore Chazal said that he can't give her a get. So the Gemara asks, heichi domi. So Rav Yitzchak is saying, ha'alocha da minatoyre, she's migureshes. Mitzad takone, she's not migureshes. Now, we're speaking about a shoite. Ilayme, diyeidas lishme gitom. She's Yodeya Lishmer Gita, which Lachaira means she understands that she's Megureshes. V'yodas Lishmer Atzmo, and she also is able to be Shema herself, that she shouldn't be Mizana with others, is Minogi Bo Minikevka. So then if she has this minimum amount of Das, so they won't be Noyig Bo Minikevka. No, she doesn't have das lishmer atzmo and lishmer as gita. So memeile, dvar teure shoite miskareshes. Then you'll tell me if she's not your das lishmer as gita, she's miskareshes mina teure. V'omar deve rabianai v'nosan biyodo. Mi sheyesh lo yad legarish atzmo, a person who has a yad for gerishin, yotze sazu she'ein lo yad legarish atzmo. A ktano, a shaita does not have a yad legarish atzmo. So if eina yedas lishmer es gito, so it's no gerishin minatere, because we learn out from v'nosam biyodo. V'tone d'vei Rebbe Shimon, the Gemara brings a second drosha, v'shilcha mi beisoy, mi shemishalcha v'einoy chayzeres. Yotze sazu shemishalcha v'chayzeres. So the Gemara asks, if we're speaking about, he says, how could Rabbi Yitzchok split the hair and say that she's megureshes min ha'teira? She's only mi d'rabon and she's not megureshes. If she has das for everything, so there's no problem. She doesn't have das for anything, so she's not megereshes min ha'teira, because you need it should be mishalcha b'chayzeres. Before we go further, I'd like to try to explain the drosha. The drosha of the Dvei Rabbi Shmuel is very understandable. The pasuk says v'shilcha mi beisoy, you have to send her away. So it means that al kaponim, she sent away. She realizes that she was sent away. Misha mishalcha v'chayzere, so she never was sent away. She goes out and comes back. That means she's, so it's not called v'shilcha. V'shilcha means that it registers by her that she moved. She's not here anymore. So that drosh is understandable. Now, but the first drosh, v'nosan b'yodo, misha yesh lo yad ligare shasma. You have to have a yad for gerishin yotzuzu shein lo yad ligare shasma. So what does this exactly mean? That if it's any yadas lishmer es gita, she doesn't have a yad for gerishin. Perhaps we could explain this. There's a very mechudish like Hagos Oshri in Eilu Metzias on the Rosh Ois Tes. He brings down an Erzaruah that says as follows. There was a mice that someone purchased lead from a goy. And he wanted to, it seems he wanted to use it to cover his roof with this lead. Then he decided he won't use this lead, so he sold it to another yid. So a yid purchased lead from a goy, and then he sold it to another yid. The yid started using the lead, and then he found that it was really pure silver. It was only covered with lead. So the shaila is, who does the silver belong to? So the Erzerua says, Shaloi zocha boy ha-Yisrael shekona min ha-akum. The first deed was never kind of the silver. Kiven shaloi yoda v'loi niskaven liknei sakesa. He was unaware that this is silver. I remember Agoyin Rav Shor Zichayin Lebrocha always used to say over this Agos Oshri that we see if a person doesn't realize what he possesses, so he doesn't possess it. Okay. That's a hiroh of Bailis is the yediyah that one should be aware what he possesses. So Memele, if it says that she needs a yad on Gerishin, so that means v'nosam b'yoda that she has to realize that she's accepting a document that's separating her from her husband. And if this whole musig, this whole perspective is not understandable to her, so she doesn't have, she doesn't possess, she never received the document of Gerishin because she doesn't understand what she possesses, so she never got it, Taka. So that's called She'ein lo yad legarish atzmo. Here the chesoron is either it's a chesoron in the yad and the kabbalas again, or it's a chesoron in the maisegesh. So the Gemara answers lo tzriche de yoidas lishme gito. She has das lishma gitav, and he has das lishma atzma. That means there are different dargis of das. She could have enough das lishma gitav, but she does not have enough das lishma atzma. Is dvar toire, so that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, shayte misgoreshes. Toya das lishma gitav. But he shouldn't give her a get. They shouldn't be like bom in a kefka. On Omar Abaye Dekenami, the Ktoni, we can see a difference that it's only at the Rabon. The Ktoni Gabi Dido, when the Mishnah said that if she became a Shoite, it says Lo Yoitzi. He shouldn't give her a get. Gabi di day, if he became a cheresh or shaita lo yoitzi oilomis. Maish no hoche diktoni oilomis, o maish no osim loiktoni oilomis, alo shmami no ho di eiraise. Ho de rabonon, if he's a cheresh or shaita, so there's a deraise di kechasorum. If she's a shaita, it's only a de rabonon di kechasorum. Let us see Rashi. Shmishalcha mi beisei v'chayzeres, shekein minig ha-shoytim she'ein boishim. There's no musig of bushe by a shoyte. Bushe comes with das. Let us see Tosfos. Yotzosozu she'ein lo yad legarish atzma. That was Rabbi Yanai's drosha. Oimer Rabbeinu tar, dahainu davke be'ein lo of. It's speaking about she does not have a father that can be mekabel her get. Bepeg his kabel. V'chein bepeg beis dekdushin gabi kol k'tano she'ein yecholo lishmeres gita ein yecholo lizgarish. Perish bekuntres, on this sugyas Rashi said, afilu al yidei aviyo, that even her father also can be mekabel the get. Ve'ein nire l'rabbeinu tam. The Rabbi Yanai mapik lo hochemi v'nosan biyodo, mi sheyesh lo yad legarish es atzmo, yotzes azu she'ein lo yad, v'kivin sheyesh lo of. If she has a father, hareyesh lo yad, so she has a yad. Da afilu nairo bein hi bein aviyah mekabel gito. L'Rabbi Yehuda aviyah v'lohi. So memele, if the father is her yad of Kabbalah's gerishin, so this yad is yedei lishmeres gita. That means he realizes what she's receiving. He's the yad of Kabbalah's aget, and he realizes that this is a gerishin. So memele, the das of the of is sufficient since he's the yad on gerishin. That's according to Rabbi Yanai. That's one thing. Now the Rabbi Netam was Moisef, Rabbi Yishmoel Nami, the Dorish Mivishilche, Mashmed Loi Poliga Rabbi Anai, he's not Choylika Rabbi Anai in Aloch, El the Dorish Mikro Achine. But he's saying a different Rosh, but he also holds that Zichre, according to Rabbi Anai, if she has a father, she has a Yad. So according to Rabbi Yishmol, if she'll have a father, she'll also be Mizgarsha. V'taymo, how does a father help on this chesom? The yesh lo'av, if she has a father, mishalcha ve'ena chizeresi, so she will not come back. Shavio mishamro milachse. Ve'oid evi rabbeinu tam raye mi Yerushalmi de Pirke. He brought a raye from the Yerushalmi. The Komar Hosom, the Yerushalmi says as follows, Nishtatis loy yoitzi. If she became a shoite, he can't give her a get. Devei rabbiani omri mipnei greiro. The reason he can't give a get is als greiro. Let us see the Bach, Perish, shenigreres, Acher kol odem, the noyhagim bo minik hefke. She's nigrar acher kol odem. And then so that's why, so Rabbi Yanai seems to say the tam of, what Rabbi Yitzchak said, that midrabono noyhagim bo minik hefke. Rabbi Zeire verabmona tavayu omri, She'ein yecholo lishmeres gita. You're saying it's a darabona de ketam, als greire, no, it's a daraisa de ketam. Rab Nechemye, b'shem Rab Yehuda Oma, tloso mili ikyo binayo. There'll be three nafkeminis between Rab Yanai and Rab Zeire and Rab Mona. Nafkemina number one, ovar v'girish. Loyotzi shouldn't give her a get. What if he gave her a get? Mandi omar mipnei greres. If you learn the tam is because she nigreres acha kol odom mutter. So then she'll be mutter. The ma'isa the get helps. Given the lekel elo isa the rabbonim shloyin agubo hefker im over vegirish areis a get. But if you learn the Tam is, because she is ainu yechayla lishmeres gita, also perish midereis ainu getke. That's one nafkamina. Va'oid ika b'inayu. There's a second nafkamina. Yesh la'of, if she has a father. Or upa'omim shayte, upa'omim chaloim. Or another nafkamina that she has item that she's a shayte, and item that she's a chaloim. Now let's go each one at a time. Ma diyamim nigreira osa. If you learn that the time you shouldn't give a shayta get koshin nigreira sacha odom, so it's osa. She'ein ha'av yochel l'shem ro min ha'hefke. If the time is alz greira, the father cannot watch her all the time. So memele, it'll be osa. V'chein be'itim, or the third case. Shehi shayte ein nisheres min hefke. If there are times that she's a shayte, so she's not nisa. Aval man da omar she'ein yechel lishmeres gita yesh lo ov is yechel lishmeres gita. Then it's called yechel lishmeres gita. V'chein pa'omim chaloimo yesh leitim yechel lishmeres gita. And the mafoshim yerushalmi say, I'll give her a get when she's a chaloimo. That means if there's eat them like this and eat them like this, so Mamela, so even though she fluctuates, but it seems the Yerushalmi is going, we can tell when she's a chaloyme and when she's not a chaloyme, so when she's a chaloyme, we'll give her a get. The time is als neugem, als greire, so Mamela. So since we know that she fluctuates, a memela, we shouldn't give her a get, because there'll be zmanim when she'll be a shaita. Pavi motzi lemeima, the Yerushalmi could have said, dika binai yedas lishmer es gito, v'lo yesatzma, like Agamo says, the madiyam of nigreira, os gizom ahocha, madiyam es yedas lishmer es gito, zu yedas lishmer es gito, she herself is not Yedas Lishmeres Gita. V'lo Yatzmo. So Memele, from that vein, she'll be Megurish, because the father will watch her. So Al Kaponim, we have here an often Yerushalmi, that if the time is als eine yedas lishmeres gito, if there's a father, that chesaron falls off, klo like the Rabbeinu Tam, and not like Rashi. Ve'af agav dehoche mashme deleke man depolik, there's no machloikis, ataimesh lo yinago bo minek hefke, that is no machloikis, everyone holds that that's a reason shelo yoytzi, V'rabianai, who the dorish ochesh en yechoyle lishmer gitam ibenosam biyod, Rabianai himself holds, fakert, Rabbi Yitzchok said pshat in the Mishnah shleini gobovinik hefke, in the Rabianai darshens the droshe of ibenosam biyod, that you need, that if any of that lishmer's gitam, so felt in ibenosam biyod. So the whole Yerushalmi is not like our Bavli. So it's not a kashik. That means in the Yerushalmi there are different sugyas and memres that are not like similar to Bavli. So then Yerushalmi, they said, there's a machloikis taka, but al koponim, the Yerushalmi is an often a raya to the Rabbeinu Tam, that and of takes away the chesorin of any abbas lishmeres gita, if she has a father. V'yesh meforsh. Now others want to say a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. The greire de koma be Yerushalmi haino mishalcha v'chayzeres. That's the chesoron of greire. That means she's nigra, she'll always go back. means Rabbi Shmuel's chesod. V'yichoy lo lishmer gito, haynu sheyesh lo yad lishmer gito. That means that both of them are speaking about the Raisa de Kecheschoim. And there are two oifanim how to learn pshat. If you learn pshat is that Mishalcha, and the Rishalmi says an afkemino will be if she has a father. So if you learn out Mishalcha v'chayzeres, our father won't help. If you learn that you need a yad lishmeres gita, so she has a yad. So it comes out that the Rabbeinu Tam shtik teire, and then the Rishalmi says a nafkemina will be if a father will help. That's one of the nafkeminas. So it comes out that the Rabbeinu Tam shtik teire, that a father will help, will only help if the chason is in yad. So we can say that there, she has a yad that's yodas lishmer, yodeh lishmeres gita. But if you learn the Tam is als vishilcha, so then it won't help. So it seems that we learn like this pshat in Yerushalmi, so it's a stira to the Rabbeinu Tam, not the way he assumed that b'chol oifen, however you learn pshat, a father will, if there's a father around, you can give her a get mina teir. Let us see, nachma, v'yesh meforshim d'greire d'koma b'yerushalmi aine mishalche v'chayzeres, v'yichay lishma git aine shesh l'yad lishma git. Eine Plukte da mei roi da hoche, le fiese man de mafik mi vishilcho, afu le yesh lo yad eine miskareshes, de koma yesh lo af, le man de yoma mipne greire osa. Miu ein nire perish se, the ova, if you will learn that according to both of them, there's a chesoron di reise by any das lishmer is gitten or the shaila is what the mekayr is, what the reason is. So bezoi so the enire perishe the over the girish amay mutal mandiyam megreire. So why be the yevet should it help given the havi di reise? Va'oid itim shoyte ve'itim chaloyma amay koma the lamandiyam megreire also. Kivin de kibla get, she chaloima. When she got the get, she was a chaloima. So memela, that's called Mishal Chavayne Chizeres. Harei boys, she Mishal Chavayne Chizeres. Zalkoponim, so that is ich not mistava pshat in the Yerushalmi, you know, the pshat is like the first way, and then we have a raya to the from the Yerushalmi to the Rabbeinu Tam. Hoyre kein Rabbeinu Tam aloch lemaise. The Tam pasuk the aloch lemaise that if there is a ktana that has an av, so memele there's no shaila. The peirik plays the kedushin erich betoys v'shoyse. Bahoche de porich velodeini yedas lishma legit bleyafme ba'ter shednis kereshes. So we could have said it's speaking about yesh lo av. Don't to say that Pakert, it seems the Gemara held that it's a doichik. She has so much das and that so much else was splitting the hair. So the Gemara could have answered a portion to Teretz. There's a father. Shitaka doesn't have any das, but the father helps the situation. It's speaking about that the problem of Lishma of Gita is not around. He could make it through her Av. She's a little bit more das. Omar Abaye Deke Nami Diktoni Gabi Dido. So Abaye said that wanted to prove that there's a difference between that when you can't be megarish nishtatis and that when you can't be megarish if he was nischarish. Because here it says ilomis, so that means adereise. And here it says lo yeitzio, that means adarabon. Vim toim adohoche koma rabaye gufa ilomis. The Chidrab Yitzchok, that Elomis means, by him it's a deraisa, by him it's a derabona. Peg misha och zei kama rabaye, mas nisen amideike, de chalukin olof chalveirov al rabshimim ben Gamliel. De chachomim a chaylik an rabshimim ben Gamliel, de omar, de pikeyach shen ischare she yochel edabe mitech aksav, de ein yochel legarish. That means like this, rabshimim ben Gamliel holds, a cheresh, a pikeyach shen ischare, V'yochel ledaber mitoich haksav, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds he could give a get. That means Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds he has enough das to give a get on an ishes deraisa, even though now he's a cheresh. So Abaye said, chalukim olav chaveirov al Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That the chachomim acholik al Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And they hold that apikeyach shen ischaresh cannot give a get. Even though it's Yochel Ledaber Mitech Aksav. The Oma, Pekesh and Ischarish, Yochel Ledaber, because they hold, but Pekesh and Ischarish, Yochel Ledaber Mitech Aksav, then Yochel Ledaber, Midiktoni, Oilomis. So what does Oilomis come to tell us? Oilomis comes to tell us that Afilu, Yochel Ledaber Mitech Aksav, so Memele, he also cannot give a get. That's Pshat and Omishin. V'dochi le'rapope dulma ilomis Rab Yitzchok. Maybe ilomis is coming Rab Yitzchok to tell us that there's a difference between nishtatis he and nishtatis who. Nishtatis he is only at the rabbonon, nishtatis who is at the reis. V'och kom le'abaye gufe, and here Abaye himself says araye to Rab Yitzchok. So l'chay Abaye is says himself. V'aymeri da eilomis koi anischarish v'anishtata. We're speaking about two cases. Nischarish hu nishtata hu lo yoytzi eilomis. V'hosam daita chilkum av chaveir m'mayda kom eilomis anischarish. Now what is nischarish hu lo yoytzi eilomis? So that means, Elomis means that even though this cheresh is yochel ledaber mitoich haksav, that means Elomis said by nischarish. So Abai said nischarish is coming to tell us that Elomis and nischarish are fully yochel daber mitoich haksav. V'rapopesove dume lo yoshiklal elo lechid Rab Yitzchok. That means nishtatehu Elomis is here coming to tell us that it's a deraisa. That's what Nishtatis is coming to tell us. Now the Shaila is the Eilomis coming to tell us on this Charish also the same Aloche, that it's a Deraisa, or is the Eilomis on this Charish coming to tell us a new Aloche, that a Filo Yochel Edabe Mitech Haksav, he also can give a get. So that is the Machloikis, Abaye, and Rapop. But Al Kaponim, he says, Abaye can hold that the Elomis of Nischarish is telling us one aloche, and the Elomis of Nishtata is telling us another aloche. Now, let us see further the Mishnah, and then we'll come back to our Gemara. He says, the Tanakhama said that there's a difference between Nischarsho or nischarishu. Nischarsho imrotso yoitzi vimrotso yekai. That is by nischarsho. Nischarishu einay moitzi yoilomis. If he was nischarish, he's not moitzi yoilomis. That is what, so the Chachomim differentiated between if she became a cheresh or he became a cheresh. Omar Rab Yochanan ben Nuri mipnei ma ho'isho shenischar sho yoitze ve'isho nischar sheini moitze. So Rab Yochanan ben Nuri asked them, what's the difference between an ish and a ishe? Omru loy, so they told him, ain't it doime isha migarash, isha miskaresh, she isha yoitza lirtsoinev shalai lirtsoino, vishaini moitzi elo lirtsoino. So they answered him, there's a difference, and isha, you don't need her rotzin, and her ish, you need his rotzin. Heyit, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, lachalsha, sheisi yoviya, sheyoitzis begetza. Here we see klo, that a chalshis can get a get. You don't need das. Amruloi, abzuki yoitze bay. So what's the chilek if a father married off a chalshis ktana, that is issues to yeraisin, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said that she can be mekabel a get, or it was a pikachas, shenis chalshis, the chachomim said she can get a get. Now let us see the Gemara and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Iboyilu, so the Gemara clears a shayla. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is asked a kasha on the Chachomim, what is the difference between him and her? So what is Pshat? Ish Pshitalei, he holds klo that if a husband became nischarish, he cannot give a get. Ve'isha kami boilei, but he had a suffix, maybe an isha is different. That means an isha can't give a get, an isha is mesupik. Maybe an isha also you can't give a get. That's what yesterday, Maishna, why do you say an isha can get a get? Maybe an isha shenischarsha also can't get a get. Oy Dilma, the other way around, Isha Pshitalei, that he knew Klo Anisha could get a get. The Ishkami Boilei, why can't Anish give a get? So, Estes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishneh had a taina on the Chachamim. Why did you differentiate between Ish and Isha? So the Gemara Klaus Ashayla, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mean to say? So you can learn two ways. Could be meant to say that both should be able to give a get, or both should not be able to give a get and to get a get. Toshma, midikom rulei einoi doime ho isha migaresh le isha mizgaresh. They told him there's a difference between an isha and an isha. She isha yoitzeis lirtzoino v'shaloi lirtzoino. An isha you don't need rotzen, the isha ni moitzi elo lirtzoinoi, shmami no, ish kami boile. That means if they're telling him, Rabbi Yochanan, there's a difference between an isha and an isha. So we see that he had wanted to say that there's no difference and an isha should also be able to give a get. And they told him, no, by an isha the get has to be mirtzoinoi. An isha doesn't have to be mirtzoinoi. So the Gemara says, "Adarabe, midekom rolei abzu ki yaitzei bo." Let's look at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says that they brought a guy from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said that a charshes shehisiya ovio can be mekabel aget. So they said, "So who did not pinkachas?" Shenischar, she can also be mekabel again. Midukom rulei avzuki yoitzibo, shmami no isha kami boilei, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was tining that an isha should also not be able to be mekabel again. So we have conflicting diukim in the Mishnah. From the reish of the Mishnah would seem that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri means to say that an ish shenischare should also be able to give a get. From the safe of the Mishnah, it seems to be that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds an isha shenischarsha cannot be mekabel again. They brought a raif, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, that she could be mekabel again. So the Gemara, in the beginning of the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked them, why an ish can't give a get l'divreim komalo? L'didi, I hold ki heicha de ish loimotzi megarish, ishanami loimegarish. I hold just like an ish can't give a get, an ish also can't give a get. Elaladitchu, but you say that an isha can receive a get. Maishna isha, maishna isha. Omru lo yene doima isha megaresh, lisha misgareshes. There's no difference. And he personally holds that an isha also can't get a get. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Shmami no ish mi boile. From the beginning of the Mishnah, it would seem that he asked an ish, the isha pshitale. The isha mi boile, if he holds that an isha should not be able to get a get, the ish pshitale that he can't give a get, hochi boile la duri, eini doime isha misgeresh, is lisha megaresh. And from their teretz that they said an ish is not doime tanisha, so we see that he wanted an ish be doime tanisha, and both should be good. So he held that an ish is also loy megarsh. But we see that an ish can become this garish. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say Psashtikul Ha'ore. Let us see Taisvist Tavkuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. And then we'll go back to our Gemara. The second Taisvist. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbonon Heviyuah LeBeis HaMedrash. They brought this member of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Lohovi lai rayel divrayem. This is a rayel divrayem. Ve'omru loy avzuki yaitzebo. That just like we see Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda held that Tano sheisio vio can get a get. Uvadina pikachesh and ischar she can also get a get. Vim taima la Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri loma eina miskareshes. What is Taka the Svora of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Why isn't she Mizgarish? Aloi Eino Chayzeres Kimishemeramzilo. What's wrong? She's Taka Eino Chayzeres. What's wrong with Acharshes? V'yeshloime de Mikolmokim B'shas Nesines Aged Mishalcha B'chayzeresi V'eino Meivino Achimeitzin Oiso Al Kocho. So now Tosfos says, so Taisus Nav Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis explains the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbonon as follows. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri held that the halacha of Mishalcha ve'eina chayzeres has to be Bishas Geirishin. That's the halacha v'shilcha mi beise, b'shas geirshin, there has to be a shiluach. The minute you give her a get, she doesn't understand what's happening. After you give her a get, you'll kick her out, you'll take out her luggage, and you'll lock the door. Then she'll start understanding what happened. But Bishas Maisha, she doesn't understand. So L'chaire, it would seem as follows, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds the Mishalcha, the Einach Ezeres is a loch in the Maisha Gerishin, that you need a Maisha Shiluach, and Bishas Gerishin, you don't have this. Because Bishas Gerishin is not a Mishalcha Veino Chayzeres. And the Chachamim hold it's a din de Isha. You know, it's not necessary Bishas Gerishin, she should tap everything. She's such an Isha that eventually she'll understand that she was kicked out of the house, she's not welcome to come back, she'll get it Bervais Hayomen. So such an Isha can get a get. So it comes out that the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachomim, is in the halacha of Mishalcha v'eina chayzeres. That's the machloikis. So I hear the Ha'ore, so this whole Gemara is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked the Makash, listen, according to you, that an Isha, that a Pikachash and his Harsha can get a get, so let an Ish give a get also. What does one thing ever shaykes with the other? I mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that the Mishalcha b'Chezeres is b'shas Geirish and the Maaseh Shiluach. They hold it's not a, it's what does it have to the Ish? Yes, Rabbi Yochanan, Ledidi, Kechad Ish Leimotzi Migarish. I hold just like an Ish can't, an Ish also can. You hold an, but according to you, that an Ish is good for Ish also. I mean, according, why can't Anish, Alt Mishalcha v'chezeres? Anish can't, because he's a la barbas. So, how does this whole sugya shtim with Teisvus Tavkuf Yud Beis Amid Beis? Is Dachsech Meir, it shtims as follows. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri held, the way Teisvus said in the beginning, that v'shilcho, is a din in the Maisa Geirishin. That you have to be, that it has to be a Maisa Shiluach, that she has to know when she gets the get that she's not going to come back. Now, they said that it's good by a Harshis. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't understand why is it good. So the only way he could understand why it's good, because she heard that Harshis is a Bardas. That's the only way he understood it. It's a din in the Maisa Geirishin. So how could you be Megarish a Charshis? A Kochuch, you hold a Charshis is a Bastas. So please, if a Charshis is a Bastas, according to you, a Cher should also be able to give a gift. So they said, no, we hold a Cherish is a Lav Bardas, a Charshis is a Lav Bastas. But you don't need us by the Isha Kabbalah's get. The Din Mishulcha v'Enechizeres, you don't need that Peshaz Geirishon. If eventually she'll understand, that's also enough. That is what, so that's the first Shackle of Atayim, that's all Divreyim, that was the Shackle of Atayim. Then later the Gemara would arrive from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo that an Isha could be Mizgarish, so you see, Vishilcha is not a loch in the Maisa Geirish. Vishilcha is only a din that it has to be such an Isha, which Be'etzim is Mishalcha v'Chezeres. Beine Chezeres. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Heyid Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rove. May a do so. Now, I just like to be marked the one thing, and I think the Gemara will be very gishmak. We just mentioned that the Yisod HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachomim, the Yisod HaMachlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Yochanan ben the Gudgoda is the halacha of Mishalcha v'Chezeres. Do Bishas Geirishan, does she have to be aware that she's being sent away? Or is that halacha not important? She has to be an Isha that eventually will understand this musik that she's being sent away. But it's not necessary to be aware of this bishas keyashin. That's what the Chachamim hold. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, no, she has to be aware of it bishas the keyashin. Is Omar Rove Meidushoi Shal Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, we see that it is not important for a woman to be aware, Bishas Geirishin, that she's being sent away. That's not a chelik of Geirishin. So come out as follows. Omar Le'edim, Re'u Get Zeh Shani Noisen. He had a get, and he goes over to Edim and says, you know, I'm giving this woman a get. And then when he came over to her, he told her, Kinsi Shtar Chayiv. I'm giving you a Shtar Chayiv, you know, she says, I can't read Hebrew. Don't worry about it. I'm just being Machayiv myself money. Would you take this get? You're going to get a lot of money from me. Yeah. Stretches out his hand. He takes it. Atzlocha Rabbe, a good talk. And then he goes away. Hareizu migureshes. Mi loy omar Rav Yochanan ben Gudgoda loy beinan daito. She doesn't have to be aware that she's being sent away. A charshes never knows she's being sent away now. She'll become aware of it later. But that's not a tnai in the Maisa Geirishin. Ochanami loy beinan daito. She also don't need her das. So the Gemara says, Pshita, so what did Rava say already? Versteitzach, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo, that you don't need das, her das, and she lucha b'shas gerishin. So memele, if he told that it's a shtacha, if it's also garnish mit garnish, so what's the chiddush of Rava? So Moses says, ma de teime, I would think there's another thing of him, mida omar lo kinsi shtacha b'ze, Betulei botlei. Maybe he wants to be mevatel the gerish, and he's only giving it to her. Since he's telling it, he's telling her that this is a shtach, if he's not giving it back, he betayres gerish. Kamash melom, he said, the botlei leidim avikomalu. If he really wants to be mevatel the get, so he should have told this to the eidim. Oh, Mali Yadim, since he didn't inform the Yadim, Loi Bot Loi Veloi Midi. So he wasn't Mevatel the Get. Ay, Vahai Dekom Ahoches, why did he tell her this, that this is a Shtachoy? Machmes Kisufi Hu Dekom Alo. He was ashamed. He wanted to give her a Get. He didn't want to go into dispute. He didn't want to say why, what, and when, what did she do, what's wrong. So he was embarrassed. So Lamaisi told it's a shtachayv, and then finished. But this we can learn out. Meidusu shel Rabbi Yochanan, that is not necessary that the woman should be aware when she gets the get that she's that we're sending her away. Meidusi shel Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'mokim kedushin gemurim lebeinen daito de isha begeishin. Amalei demru getzei shani noisin lo vehi lo shoma. This she didn't hear. Because of amalei ishtoi, pikachas. Kinsi ishtachai vzeb loi heidiyo shuhu gitareze megureshes. Lav, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, b'nei daita disha begeirish, d'toni charsha shayitzis bege, pshit, Rabbi Yochanan, v'ada yochi hu. Zogt Teisves, Omer, rove me'idusei shal Rabbi Yochanan, ava motzi le'meimer, Midarabono the Omri Kharshis Yaitse beget. Why did Rav have to be gerai from the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod? The Rabbonon also said that a Kharshis can get a get. Ela Nechel el Minkit Rabbi Yochanan Shechachomi Mevin Raya Midvov. He mentioned Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod because the Chomim proved their halacha from him. So that means he's a makir to the halacha, when Mishum Dachal Eidus halachi, whenever it says Hey, it Rabbi Yochanan, so that means that this was said in Masechta Sidyas, and we paskin like that. Ma de teme ki amal lo kinsi shtachay v'hikshari, ta heichad amal lo kinsi shtar ze, lo yishminim bid Rabbi Yochanan. So what's the whole chiddush of Rava? The whole chiddush of Moses Pshita, it's poshet. Moses, no, the chiddush is he's not mevatel the get. So Taisa says, Vikshari, do heichadamala kinsi shtarza lo sheminim Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo. This Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo never said this. This pilpul, was it a bitl on the shtachoy? Wasn't it a bitl on the shtachoy? Elamisvore. So this is, Rav is asvore. The misa de bitlei, he would have told the Eidim. Lo shamina midvorov. So that he didn't prove from Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rava's, this is Rava's svar alone. Elad loybin on daite. What did he see in Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgod that you don't need her das? Bakati tiksha pshita. So what is he saying? Versteitzach for Rabbi Yochanan we see that you don't need her das. So what are you saying, Rava? Bieshloime da milse de Rava porich pshita. The Gemara is asking an Rove, v'lomale l'rove l'mei meklal. That means, that what he says, me eidusi shol Rabbi Yochanan fakert. That's not kasha pshita fakert. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgodo said that you don't need her das and shiluach b'shas gerishin. So, me Rabbi Yochanan I figured out this din. So the Gemara asked on Rav Pshita, V'lomel el Rav Meimeklal, Fashteitzach. I mean, what are you saying, Rav? Fashteitzach, according to Rav Yechonin ben Gudgodo, this halacha would be true. Mishani de Rav Ishmionu Bekinsi Shtachoy. The Rav is telling us Bekinsi Shtachoy that he's not Mevatel the get. Rashi doesn't seem to learn like Taisa. Rashi says, "Treated Rabbi Yochanan badai hochihu." According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's like that the kasha bar on Rove. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's poshut. So then, according to Rashi, we have Taisa's kasha. Let us start the next sugya, which is Amoridike sugya. We'll just start the sugya. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisno. Irkesu lei mafteichi debei medrosho bershus haram. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bisne lost the keys of the Beis Medrash. Now, it was Shabbos, and he doesn't know where the keys are. It was someplace in the Rishus Haram. Now, the Beis Medrash is locked. The keys are someplace in the Rishus Haram. So what do you do? Also, lekami de Rabbi Pidos. So he came to Raptos. So what do you do? The keys are someplace. Now, how do you get the keys? Omale. So Raptos told him, zil dabo toli vitalye. Take a few children. Vuletailu osom. And let them go and play in the Rishus Haram. Kinderlech, et Shabbos. Good morning, take them for a spazier and let them start playing in the Rishus Haram. And finished. The imashke chelohu. Now if they'll find, then you go to the Beis Medrash and you stand outside the Beis Medrash and finished. You don't tell them anything. The imashke chelohu, if they're gonna find the keys, maisilu, they'll bring it to you. Tati, look what we found. We found some keys. They'll bring it to you. So what is pshat? So he's not telling them to do anything, but he's putting them in a matzev, hoping that they'll be mechal Shabbos. That's between you and me. That they're going to be mechal Shabbos, and you're putting them in such a matzev. Alme kosova koten oichel neveles ein bezn metzuvin lafrishay. So you see from this, a koten does an aveire. No problem. Beznes ametzuvah lafrishay. Agavulche, I'd like to say over a lashon of Rabbi Kibega in the Chuvis in Kuflam Medalid. Rabbi Kibega says, what is the svore of cotton oichel neveilis ein bezn metzuvah lafrishay? So Rabbi Kibega says as follows. He says, Be'emison. He says, a shoygeik is called a imroyim the yirtze echod lachila oilasis meloche b'shabes b'shoygeik. If we see a person wants to eat something, that's nevela. Wants to do meloche b'shabes. Achiv leidiyoy lafrushim esuris. You have to tell him, Rabbi, the Shabbos, this is nevela. The gam shaykik shem yisaraloh. She says, I don't know. So if you don't know, it's nothing. It's also an yisar. You're doing an aveira b'shaykik. V'amai b'kotten ein metzuvin lafrishay. She says, why a kotten you're not metzuvin lafrishay? Ha a kotten mikri mezid yaysar. A kotten is a bigger mezid. And he knows, Kotten Oichel Nevelis does not mean that he doesn't know that Nevela. He knows everything. He knows it's Nevela. And he knows you're not allowed to eat Nevela. And he's eating it. And you pass by and you see him. And you don't have to tell him anything. He says he's a bigger mazid than a shaygig. Hello. Pshat is Da teure loyromi olof mitzvis vichiyuvim. A cotton is not mitzuve. There's no mitzvah on the cotton. Vim royim sha cotton roitze lavoy davoy dezore. Eim vichiyuvim lafrishoy. an din avoyde zore. De loy aze rachmone klal lekot. There's no mitzvah. He's not just like you'll tell me your shaila that a woman will cut off her payas, so you'll be mad at shaila miss. Where's your payas? She's not mitzvah, not kofas. Haroish. There's no problem. There's nothing wrong with her cutting off her payas. There's nothing wrong with a cotton eating the veiler. There's nothing wrong with a cotton being over the way disorder. The loyrami all of mitzvahs v'chiyuvim. The Torah never was mitzavik tanim. So memele, that is pshat na gemore. That cotton oichel neveilis is ein bezn mitzuvim lafrishoy. Let us just see Rashi, Dabur, Kli v'talya, hanik t'noikis chor menekeves, letay lehosom, Yisraku Shom. Let them play over there. Shabbos, it was Shabbos.